Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 23 today, verses 3 through 7. Proverbs 23, verses 3 through 7. It says, "By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might. For by wise guidance you can wage your war. In an abundance of counselors there is victory. Wisdom is too high for a fool. In the gate he does not open his mouth." Now these verses that we just looked at all together promise blessing and victory for those who have wisdom and understanding. And what I want to do today is just kind of take you from other scriptures that deal with wisdom and understanding and teach you a little bit about it, because the Bible says that we're going to be blessed and have victory if we have wisdom and understanding. So how do we get this wisdom? Well, first and foremost, God is the one who gives this wisdom. Listen to Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. It says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity and every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul." So here we see that if you want wisdom, and again, God promises blessing and victory, those who have wisdom and understanding, you want wisdom and understanding, they have to come from God. They're a gift of God. Now, this is not man's wisdom. When we talk about wisdom, we're not talking about man's wisdom. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. It says, "Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he's wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God, for it is written, 'He catches the wise in their craftiness.' And again, 'The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile.'" So when we talk about this kind of wisdom, we're not talking about human wisdom. We're not talking about human smarts. We're talking about an insight and an understanding, a wisdom that comes from God, and it's spiritual, and it's a gift, but don't worry, God gives it generously to all who ask. In James chapter 1, listen to verses 5 through 9. "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith and with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." So as we put our passages together today, you'll see that wisdom is from God, and he has knowledge, and from his mouth, that means his word, we have the written word here, the word of God, from his mouth comes wisdom and understanding. Oh, on top of that, we're not looking at man's wisdom here, we're looking at the wisdom that comes from God. And on top of that, if you ask God for it, he'll give it generously, without reproach, without finding fault. But you got to believe that he actually will show you and not doubt. Because when you doubt, he doesn't reward those who doubt him like that, when they believe what he says is true. So listen closely to the passage in Proverbs one more time now, with this foundation laid. "By wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might. For by wise guidance you can wage your war, and in abundance of counselors there's victory. Wisdom is too high for a fool. In the gate he doesn't open his mouth." And by the way, the gate was where all the elders used to sit and lead and guide the city. If a fool was foolish enough to just not ask questions in the gate, he would never gain wisdom. And so today I want to challenge you. Are you lacking wisdom in any area or certain things? Ask God. He gives generously. Go to his word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time studying the scriptures. Use the Bible concordance, if you will. Look up some things, words that deal with what you're wrestling with. And God today will give you wisdom. He'll give you understanding. Oh, and on top of that, your house will be blessed and you'll find victory. Sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? Hope this helps someone out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.